I love those little coffee sachets that are like...
The tea bags.
No, I hate those.
Oh, I love those.
No, they taste revolting.
Oh, come on.
No, they do. They taste revolting. I will not come on. But those little sticks, they're like, or like little packets, thin packets. And then they've like...
Oh, and it's like mocha caramel. Yeah. Oh, that is revolting.
I don't like them, but I just love the idea of them, that like people want them for frothy coffees.
Yeah, weirdly, if when there's some at an Airbnb, I'm like, well, I have to use all of these.
Yes. I do love a hotel instant coffee. Like, sometimes I will just drink instant for, like, the nostalgic levels.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, oh, it's like being back home, baby.
What happened to the instant revolution? I remember people being like, you know how filter coffees come back? Guess what's next? Instant. They're going to get the technology. It's going to be really lush and delicious. It's never happened.
No. Is it, like, freeze-dried?
Yeah.
Coffee? Is that, what the fuck is instant coffee made out of?
I don't know.
I would love to watch how that's made and know how it's made.
Like a Mokona as well. Why are they that shape?
Why are they like little... How do you just...
Granules.
They're like crunchy nuggets.
Like little pebbles.
They're like chewed up Cocoa Pops.
When I used to have an essay due, I would stir a teaspoon of instant coffee into a Coke.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. I was a disgusting boy.
Grotty boy.
And I'm a disgusting man. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the mayo
gaze. They're both male and they're both gay. The mayo gaze. And welcome along to this episode of The Male Gaze. We're back, baby.
We are sorry we went away.
How long were we away for?
Well, I was overseas for...
I didn't say when were we away.
Well, my trip where I went to New York, Edinburgh, London, Venice and Rome.
We had two pre-recorded episodes, right?
Oh, so it might have only been like 5 weeks.
Yeah, so what's everyone... No one's complaining. But I was going to say, like, what's everyone complaining about?
Yeah,
Literally no one's been like, where are you?
Yeah, everyone's been like... We've got plenty of things to listen to.
There's a million podcasts on, boys, so pick it up.
Actually, thank you for giving me some time. but it's been nice. Winter is over, baby.
Spring is my favorite season.
What?
What? It's like hope, baby animals, blossoms, daffodils, jasmine. What the hell are you talking about? There's so much love to love about spring.
No, I hate it because you always just... I like look outside and I'm like, well, I don't need a jacket. And then later in the evening, I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just pack a jacket.
Yeah, it still rains heaps.
True. I mean, listen, obviously summer is fantastic and it's like the ideal season because it's like hot, you can go to the beach, you can go out all day in your shorts. But in terms of other seasons, like the ones that are really kind of battling for it, because summer reigns supreme. So like for alternative second or whatever, second place, I would go spring.
I'd go autumn.
I do love autumn. That's third. I love a transitional season.
I think maybe you love the whole year.
I love my life. I love living.
We've missed you, though. We've missed having unrecorded conversations.
I was like, who have we missed in this context? Into the abyss.
Yeah. It's been fun having conversations without headphones and a microphone in front of us, but...
We haven't been talking.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't hear from you once.
Yes, you did. I'd send you messages like... Hey, man.
No, it would be me commenting on your Instagram being like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, and I'd be like, living my best life, man.
Just like you going through like a beautiful museum and like seeing a picture of a goat and be like horny, like because it had horns or whatever.
That is good.
It's so bad.
Follow me for great content like that. Don't. At Eli Matthewson.
Don't make this a plug.
I saw some beautiful Van Goghs. I saw some Monets. I saw some Picassos.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I went to, which you'll be excited about, and I have not even talked to you about? The Turd Museum. Turds of all sizes. Some rolled in glitter.
Some famous turds.
Yeah. Turns out you can roll a turd in glitter. Is that what the proverb is?
You can't cover a turd in
glitter. Can't shit in the wind.
You can't cough in the wind. No. I don't know.
Anyway, I went to the Celestial Bodies or whatever, the Anna Wintour exhibition at the Met.
Great.
And it was gorgeous.
I can only imagine.
It was phenomenal.
Heaven. Is that
so beautiful?
What's the exhibition on at the Met in Oceans 8?
I don't know.
It's a fake made up one.
It's a fake made up one.
Was it a little bit like that?
Yeah. I don't know what the room was. You know the room that in the... sorry to spoil Ocean's 8, but...
The water room?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what room that was.
Did you know they shot that film all at night so that they could keep the Met going during the day?
I did know that, so they had to pack it in and then pack it out.
Talk about a Friday night. Oh. I don't know.
I reckon already... 5 minutes into this podcast,
they're like, they've lost it. Yeah. People have like tuned off.
We've used 10 sayings that we did not nail in any capacity.
Tell me a little bit about your trip, only because I haven't asked, and you've only got like a couple of minutes to talk about it. Because I don't know what do you feel about? What are your feelings on talking about hearing about other people's trips away?
You can't. Every trip sounds the same, really, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it really does.
Your trips are unique. Like every experience you have overseas is unique to you, but when you share it with other people, it sounds like any other overseas experience.
When you first said that, I thought you were like, Chris, you are the exception. Whenever you go away.
Yeah, whenever you go out, it's thrilling.
And I was like, thank you.
It's like a full show. No.
They're all the same. Any friend's trip away sounds the same.
Well, also when you go away, it's often with our friends Brinley and Eddie. And yeah. So you literally, between the three of your Instagram stories, I can piece together your entire holiday because there's never a moment that one of you is not filming it.
That was the same for your trip, apart from like everyone. It was you, Alice, Rose,
Paul Williams. Kiwis, killing it in Scotland.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, one thing I forgot to talk to you about was that I went gay bar hopping in New York City.
Very cool.
I went to the trendy neighborhood of Hell's Kitchen.
When you say it like that, it sounds even cooler.
I know. It's something I'm 92 years old.
You sound like a woman from Palmas North who like went to Wellington for the weekend.
Yeah, I hang out with some, I think they're called hipsters.
We went to Cuba Street I got a latte.
They do filter coffee like the olden days. I went to three gay bars though. The first one was called Boxers. In that bar, I guess it's just novel because we don't have different gay bars here. So to think of like gay bars separating themselves from each other and trying to establish their thing, their brand that is separate from just being gay.
To have any options in terms of where you want to party,
yeah,
is amazing.
It's amazing. So we went to a bar called Boxers, which was, it was just like a nice rooftop bar, but all the bartenders were in boxer shorts and nothing else. And then downstairs was same deal, but there was karaoke going.
Boxer shorts, like boxer briefs or boxers?
No, like boxers, like we're about to fight each other.
Oh, like boxing shorts.
Yeah, like boxing shorts.
Weird.
Well, I think you call them boxer shorts, right? Because I think boxer shorts, the silk ones, are named after...
Yes.
The shorts you'd wear for boxing.
Yes, of course.
Then we went to one, and I can't remember the name, but it was something like Flaming Saddles. And at that bar, it's like, you know the movie Coyote Ugly? Uh-huh. It was like the gay bar version of that. So like every 20 minutes, the bartenders would get up on the bar and perform a like Dixie Chicks dance routine.
That's wild.
It was wild. And then the third one I went to was just kind of, I don't know, looked like something out of Cruel Intentions.
Ooh, how so?
Just like it looked like a nightclub from a movie.
What? How specifically does a bar look like it's from a movie?
I don't know. It's just,
like it's fake?
Just or a big like, wide space and everyone's dancing.
Literally sounds like any bar. What the fuck are you talking about?
It was very big and generic and I don't know what it was called. You know, it was a big wide space.
And it felt like it was from a movie. A movie set? Was it like... What gave you the impression that it was like a movie set? Or
it reminded me of when they go to the clubs and the movies.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how.
Which are based off any bars or club in America.
That is the most ridiculous thing about traveling, though, is you're like, wow, this is like from that movie. And it's like, yeah.
We watched too many movies.
They didn't build the space for the movie.
Have you seen this? Like, I've often seen people, like gay friends I follow on Instagram, post images of them at like a couple of like European gay bars, but specifically maybe one in Paris, and there's like always videos of men showering in the bar, which is
what?
Such a hectic mood. Yeah,
yeah.
But imagine if that was your job, just to kind
just
of
a shower.
Shower. I remember once talking to a stripper, a male stripper, who did mainly like, he was straight. I was trying to remember if he was gay or straight or not. And he does lots of like, you know, like Ponsonby, Herne Bay houses for stripping.
Yeah.
And he said like, it would always be like a mom who's like bought a stripper for her like 21-year-old daughter, which is crazy. And all their friends were there and they were having like a little house party and there was like always drugs. And he said often they'd be like, can we pay you more and make you shower in front of us all? And he would be like, okay. And then he would like just shower in front of everyone. Which I don't know, but when I'm in the shower, I'm not sexy.
No, neither.
There's like water running in my eyes. I'm blowing snot out of my nose.
The first thing I do every time I get in the shower is hold up my fingers to the shower to clean out my fingernails.
Wow,
do
really?
You do that? Like no. hold the tips of your fingers up to the top of the water.
And then so like put them in the holes.
In the hole so that it washes out your fingernails.
Do you reckon that's really doing that?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Because I used to get quite grubby ones.
You must have very powerful jets.
Mm, I do.
Ours wouldn't do that. A slightly massage, potentially.
Really?
But not nothing.
God, shower pressure is it. What's weird about that party thing? It's like, where are they all standing? How many of them are there? How big are these bathrooms? Because when I think about my bathroom at home, I guess you could fit about 15 to 20 people in there, actually.
Ours would be terrible because the water spurts out onto the floor.
Yeah.
People would get their nice shoes wet.
Yeah.
And I'm quite tall, so the shower nozzle has to go quite high. So it has to hit me in the back of the neck.
Mm, and then you are tall.
The water
it's
goes.
Very cool.
The water goes everywhere. It's. Oh, yeah, true. So it wouldn't be sexy at all.
Yeah.
I just. Yeah, it's funny. New Zealand doesn't really do like go-go boy dancing, like kind of kinky. Well, sort of novelty.
Chris, what I've heard is that there are go-go boys at Family now. They've redone it. The front's all different. Apparently there's go-go boys there now.
Can we get like a, I was like, can we get like a review or like, can we get free tickets? So I was like, it's a bar, so you can just go in for free.
Yeah. I almost went last night, but I was
huge night.
Too tired, I know.
Wow. Yeah. I went to a play, went home immediately.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, don't go out. I'm starting to think like, oh, I'm not a partier. There's a pressure on, like, gay men to, like, behave a certain way, don't you think?
To love partying and to love like, socialising.
And to do, like, do poppers every weekend and... Like,
you would consider yourself an extrovert, though, right?
Definitely, but I don't like partying.
Yeah.
I think I just get tired at the nighttime.
Yeah, I like to have a good party 4 times a year, I reckon. That's
per
enough.
Season?
Yeah, 1 per season.
It's my spring fling.
I will say... Winter or summer best party seasons, I reckon. Oh, maybe spring.
What are you talking
Not
about?
Not autumn.
What? I've been to some brilliant autumnal parties.
Really?
Well, not really. But I imagine you'd have a good harvest party or something. Dancing in hay. You know, in a barn.
You have never danced
No, but
in
that's
hay
what I would
barn.
Do.
You have never been to that party.
No, but I would go.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I've got terrible hay fever. I'd be sneezing all over the place.
I have to organise what I'm going to do for my, spoiler alert, 30th birthday.
Do you want to be one of those people that are like, about their age? Or are you genuinely like, don't care?
I kind of, no, I'm excited to enter the next stage of my life. But but the idea of the pressure of the occasion is already getting to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I was like, I'll organize that as soon as I'm home. And now that it's here, I'm like, oh, I don't want to organize that. It's too much pressure.
When is it again?
It's in December. So everyone's
it's
got
ages
Christmas.
Away.
No, but everyone's got like Christmas parties and other stuff on. So to find a date or find a venue is like.
It's already sounds like too much work.
I know.
Just do something that you're going to enjoy. Being alone, playing a PlayStation game.
You say that about me and I'm literally terrible at PlayStation. Every game that I have, I enjoy it, but I can't play it for more than 20 minutes.
Okay. Should we do the fact of the gay? Because we've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
What was it? Oh, Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Paul McCartney
said... People will already probably know this, but we should just talk about it anyway.
Everyone's all over the story. I love the Beatles. And now, I don't know if this made me love them more or not, but Paul McCartney told a little anecdote about him, John Lennon, and some other friends. Did not say whether they were the other Beatles or not, but I presume probably George Harrison and not Ringo, and that's why he didn't disclose it. masturbated in a room together. They had the lights off and they were yelling out different beautiful girls' names. They were like Bridget Bardot.
Yeah, French models and stuff, which I was like, that's
you weren't
stupid.
You're adding that detail, I reckon.
Yeah, you were all watching each other jack off and like getting off on that. Maybe all on acid was kind of my question.
Yes. And but then I read this weird Huffington Post article after this where they just like got weird anonymous interviews with straight men from, I think, from the Huffington Post office, maybe, to talk about whether they had masturbated in the room with other men.
And what was the consensus?
Quite a few of them had.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I remember being like, oh, that'd be cool if that happened.
Same. Like, how can I construct that reality?
Yeah, like, what if we all just, I don't know, have a wank?
Let's
I don't
just
know.
Be chill. Let's just be a couple of guys just, like, jerking off.
Let's just blow off some steam, guys. Boys, lads.
It's nothing complicated. Just a couple of guys, couple of sofas, just a bit of porn.
And that way I'll just learn, like, what all of your penises look like, and then I'll have that information in my brain forever.
It'll last me the rest of my life. Or, cheers, boys, let's get into it. Let's crack open a couple of beers. Yeah, it's really weird, right? It is. But it's something about, like, musicians specifically are, like, on the road. They always just do, like, I remember. I used to have, like, my childhood straight friend, basically, who was, like, he was the one that was, like, introduced me to, like, softcore porn and stuff. Like, you know, your mate, that kind of leads you down that path.
I want to show you something. It's going to be pretty hot, but not that hot.
On the stroke of midnight, Sky One is going to play possibly the worst porn of your life. But he had this, like, I remember he went to Australia, like the Gold Coast, for like a holiday.
You said that like it was the ritziest place.
It did seem cool. And then when he came back, because he was like the first one of my friends to also have like a job, so he had like his own money to spend. And he's like, oh bro, I went to, like, I can't remember what it was in Australia, but it was like you could always buy cheap CDs and DVDs from there.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
something like that.
So we went there. And he's like, I bought some porn DVDs. And I was like, my head was like, how did you manage this? You are 16.
Yeah.
And it was of like a band who were on tour. And it was like called like Tour Bus or something like that. And it was just a whole bunch of chicks like coming in. It was like not good at all. But like these chicks come into this tour bus. And then all I specifically remember is her taking her top off and the boys throwing luncheon meat at her tits.
No.
And her being like, ooh, and like being into it. And then she's like, I'm going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on my tits. And then she puts like jam and peanut butter and like smushes bread on it. And I remember being like, what is straight porn? Like, I was like,
this was your introduction to porn.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, like, my goodness.
It's crazy, eh?
No wonder boys have got unrealistic expectations. Yeah, they're always like, showing up with luncheon meat.
It's like, when are we putting on the margarine?
I don't remember the first porn, but I may have talked about this already. One time when there was builders redoing our lawn when I lived in Wigram in Christchurch, and then I literally found a blank DVD on my lawn, and then I chucked it in the player at home, and it was like, full on porn. It was like the kind of porn where the camera went like right up into the vagina, like surgical. Yeah, like surgical. Like I was meant to learn the parts.
Wow, useful.
Yeah, and you should learn the parts if you're going to be exploring that area.
Full on, and it was like maybe it was a home tape.
I think someone had put it together because it was just kind of like random scenes one by one. And I remember
the best hits. Now that's what I call hardcore.
Yeah. And I remember that's what I call porn. I remember like when the whole family was out, I was like, oh, I should watch that DVD. It might be the only chance I have. And they're like trying to pretend to myself that I was excited to watch the strip.
Like anyone who's like doing yoga being like, no, I want to do it.
I really want to do it. Yeah.
And like, it makes me feel amazing.
Like
afterwards.
I can't start my day without 30 minutes of like beautiful.
But you would just stay in bed if you had the option.
Yeah. Oof.
Yes, it's relaxing, but also sleeping is also relaxing.
Oh my gosh.
It's like that one time I was in the Wellington airport, and this was like only like a couple of years ago, and I was went to the bathroom, washing my hands, dry my hands, looked down at the bin where like all the hand towels, like old used hand towels go, and there was just like 3 porn DVDs in there. Which
shit.
I didn't take because they were straight porn and also gross that someone had like left them in the...
So funny that before someone got on the plane, they were like, wow, I can't be found with these.
That obviously they'd passed...
The sniffer dogs all sniff these out.
Or maybe they hadn't made the x-ray yet and they were like, yeah. I'm going to get busted.
That's very funny.
But I was like, it's only going to be... The x-ray is going to x-ray through it. It's not going to pick it up. I remember the idea of like when I was a kid being like, I wish I had x-ray glasses that I could see like people's private parts.
Like you were a dirty little boy.
Yeah, definitely. But wasn't it everyone's like fantasy? Maybe not. Maybe it was just mine. I would have been like 14, 15, having that thought. But also x-ray glasses is not hot because you're just seeing everyone's like bones and like bowel movements.
I used to worry that every thought that I had was being projected over my head in kind of like word art font, and that I just wasn't aware that everyone else was reading every thought that I had.
Wow, that's
trippy, eh?
So trippy.
But the trippiest thing is that the visual for me was like giant blue 3D letters.
It's like a Microsoft, like
Jared from the volleyball team. What do his balls look like?
His balls are like so weird, eh?
Yeah.
Like, I love that people are like, oh yeah, yeah, let me touch your butt. Like, they try and make it like sexy, but you're like, they're not really the best bit.
And they're also like the most vulnerable part of it. They're kind of like,
do you want me to play with your balls? And you're like, no, like, leave them alone.
The first porn I ever saw was a magazine called Geik. I might have talked about this before as well. It's called
Guy Dyke.
No, Geik means girls and bikes.
Oh no.
We were at a family. We went for vacation. Who am I?
Hanging out with your family?
No, a holiday. Vacation is not a word we use in New Zealand.
You went to America for like 5 days.
I'm using all their lingo. But we went to like a family friend's holiday home in Akaroa. Pronounce it right.
Bon appétit, Akaroa.
Akaroa.
It's French.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Mes petites Akaroa.
Anyway, it was a family friend's house, and below their TV, there was just a stack of magazines. Like, 80 magazines, you know? So, like, so deep that you would never get through them all. But I had a little look, and then I found this magazine called Geik, and it was, like, girls on bikes, and at the start, just girls in, like, corsets and, like, just clothes. And then I got to one, and that was legitimately when I found out that girls have pubes.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I honestly thought that at a certain age, your body, because I've all the naked bodies that I was seeing were like ripped, shredded jocks. I was like, oh, you just get to like 17 and your body's like, douche, blah, ass. Yeah, and I was like, I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
Little did I know, not the case.
Yeah, why did you think it happened to like, I don't know, your dad?
He's shredded.
He is shredded, actually. He keeps it tight.
He's ripped. I haven't seen my dad naked that much, to be honest.
That much?
Well, like, as a kid, maybe like when I was like four.
Yeah, true. God, naked? People who are naked all the time around their families, that trips me out.
It's real buzzy.
I understand it because often it's when there's like a big spread of ages in the kids or something, so that everyone kind of like, I don't know. But I don't know if that gives it an excuse either. It seems nice though, in a way. It's like, no secrets.
I'm not good at being naked just like generally, like even like in my own company, like even if I'm like alone getting changed, I'm like, I quickly like get changed under a towel as if I'm in like a public restroom or something.
Would you ever sleep naked when you were like not post-sex?
No. I don't like it.
Wow.
For many reasons. One is
if there's a natural disaster.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to have to be like, where are my underpants?
Yeah.
And then also, I don't know. I can't relax. I'm worried that like a big gust of wind's gonna like whoosh the duvet away, and then my like sort of like squishy body is gonna be like exposed to the world.
It does boggle me. It goggle boxes me when people are like, "I can't sleep with clothes on." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Wearing clothes is comforting."
Yeah, it's like being wrapped up in another layer.
Yeah,
it's also I like pajamas a lot. I'm not like a head to toe pajamas. In fact, I don't really sleep in pajamas, but I like to wear them weirdly.
Yeah, they are nice.
I'm a like boxers guy. Like, I have to just wear my like my undies
silk
to bed.
Boxers.
My silk Tasmanian devil boxers.
Let's say, don't talk to me till after I've had my coffee.
No, I'm like a boxer bro. Like, I wear my undies to bed.
Yeah, cool.
Because I get too hot otherwise.
Yeah,
what
that's true.
What banal chat.
Absolutely awful stuff here. I'm so sorry we've gone for a month, but don't worry, the chat's going to be worth it. We're going to discuss.
No matter how we sleep, what we wear.
Do we have a queen of the week for this week as well?
Oh.
Who's your favourite Beatle?
I don't really know their personalities enough. I know that, you know, like, John did the guitars and singing. Ringo did some guitars and singing.
Yeah.
Ringo played the drums. and George played the bass. George is everyone's least favorite.
George didn't play the bass.
What is it, triangle?
George played the guitar. Paul McCartney played the bass. And still to this day, when he like does lead his own singing, he plays the bass. It's really cool. And George is also a lot of people's favorites. So get real.
I don't know. I don't know them at all.
Yeah.
I guess John.
Yeah, cool.
I imagine he's the friskiest of the bunch.
I would think that you are the John and I'm the Paul of this podcast.
How so?
You know what? Maybe it's changed.
Ooh.
Because I imagine Paul is the more like down to business. Let's just get this song written. And then John is like, I'm going to go dance with my girlfriend Yoko.
Ooh.
But maybe we're both. Maybe two Pauls. We're probably two Ringos.
Well, to be honest, the Queen of the Week could be Pink in my eyes. I went to her concert.
Oh, no.
And she was amazing. Look, I was like completely... don't get me wrong. Like, I'm very aware of... I'm not like putting Pink on the same pedestal as, say, Lady Gaga or Cher or Ariana or, you know, or Nicki or, you know, like she's her own brand of pop star. And I definitely wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to put on a bit of Pink this morning, like ever. But when it's on, I'll sing it.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to see her live because I hear she's incredible live. And I was blown away.
She does all the circus tricks, right?
Yes. And a lot of people like go like, oh, God, you learn aerial once and you do it all the time. And I'm like, yeah, but like you haven't learned aerial. And it was amazing watching someone swing around a stadium like that. Like, it was genuinely amazing.
Yeah.
And also sing at the same time and just genuinely be so fun. I think she has the best vision of anyone I've ever seen.
Wow.
What do you mean? I'm about to back this up. So when she's like performing, she'd be like, you up there in the seats, I see you in the pink top. And it would be like, honestly, like a person a million miles away, like row Z. Seat 6.
I love that this is one of the tricks of the concert, is that she swings, she sings, she sees things.
She like picks point people, random people out of the stadium.
Yeah.
Being like, I think it's a tactic of like, oh, I've just picked like a random person.
Yes.
So she's like, oh my God, is that little girl waking up yet? And it was like a young girl who like fallen asleep on her dad's lap. She's like, I saw you when I was like swinging around the stadium. And I was like, how did she see that? There's literally thousands of people in here, and she just like saw one person. It blew my mind. I was like, Pink is always watching.
That's wild. Just, I always think that when like a stand-up comedian plays Spark, or plays like a...
Yeah, I saw Seinfeld in Spark. It was so buzzy.
Yeah, and then being like, oi, you, what do you do for... Like, how do you...
Seinfeld didn't do that. Oh, yeah. He literally just talked for an hour, like just did his jokes, and then like... Like, I didn't even wait for the laugh. Like, the laugh just kind of happened.
Yeah.
It was pretty incredible.
I thought it was a good show.
Pink, another funny thing that... Well, like, one thing I've noticed that's been happening a lot in these concerts is, like, I think Ariana did it as well. And it kind of makes sense. But it's, like, one transition while they're getting changed into something else. Probably into the more serious part of the show.
Mm.
There'll be, like, a slideshow of, like, in a post-Trump world. You know, like, and it's all, like, graphics. And, like,
yes.
Where's your voice? Stand strong. Hashtag me too. Hashtag all lives matter. Like,
it's like every possible
just being like, this, but then just being like, this is where I position myself. And I position myself right in the middle of it all. And
in the middle. I'm on the fence.
But then she was like, so it was like Pink's one. And it was like her protesting, her being like, you know, hashtag me too. It was like just Pink, it was like showing America and this divided world and how Pink brings everyone together. And then it was like the kind of queer section of that was just like, honestly, 6 videos of Adam Rippon. And I was like, it's so crazy that she was like, oh, Adam Rippon.
You would think she would know heaps of queer people.
I think so. I think she did, but she was just like,
she should ask them some advice on how to dress herself.
She honestly has the worst fashion.
The worst taste in the world.
But it's also it's like,
uniquely her too.
It was crazy what she was wearing, and I was like, "It's amazing that she's still getting away with this." And then I thought, "Hey, did she birth the kind of gothic punk chick fashion era?"
Yeah, a little bit. She's a little bit steampunk. What she wore at the Vanguard Awards, and she wore the big trench coat and the kind of like it was like a trench coat tuxedo.
Oh my God! She finished the show in an off-the-shoulder white top and then baggy. Like 90s jeans that had like a denim skirt attached to them, so like jean skirts.
I can't.
They were hideous.
I don't care how good your vision is. I can't excuse that.
It was truly the most revolting outfit. And it was her like chilled, relaxed, like I'm just one of you outfits. And I was like, this could be, honestly, 2001.
Yeah.
This could be like the 80s or this could be in the future.
It's not a chilled, relaxed. If my friend just turned up wearing something like that, I'd be like, what is your vibe?
Her fashion is timeless in the worst possible sense. But, oh my God, what was I saying? I keep thinking, like, during her show, like, what is her Pinterest? Like, what? I was like, because her aesthetic is so uniquely pink. Like, yeah. Lots of, like, lamp, like, street lamps, all kooky, and, like, a bird cage, you know, like, that's, like, gothic, and, you know, like, an old grandfather clock with, like, love hearts, and it's all, like,
oh my gosh,
sickly, like, pinky. It's, like, evanescence, but, like, sugary.
I just think about the artwork up in her house. I bet you'd buy one of those, you know, those like robot men artworks from Christchurch.
Yes.
I bet you'd have like 20 of those. Yeah.
And it's still hiding. I hope my mum hasn't listened to this episode. She doesn't. But yeah, I was like, it's so weird as well. But like, if pink birthed this sort of style, if she's like the origin of this aesthetic,
yeah.
Like, who is her references? And does she have like really expensive versions of like kind of gothic woods or like paintings and stuff, or is she like,
you know what her main reference
is? Of it all,
I reckon it's the Will Smith movie Wild Wild West. I reckon she watches that a couple of times a year and she's like, yeah,
I love this. This is my jam.
Look at these outfits.
But anyway, I thought she was amazing, and I loved that she did say something in a concert which is like, you know, my way, we wouldn't have gay marriage. We would just have marriage. And
oh, no.
There's something about that statement, like, I never enjoy.
No. Well, it's like a raising. It's like a
raising the stick,
you
right?
Erase how, it's like when people are like, I'm colorblind. It's like, no, you've got to acknowledge that. Like,
it just kind of rubs me up the wrong way. Like, the sentiment is nice, but it's frustrating.
Yeah.
I think what they're trying to say is, like, it wouldn't be like what we'd have next would be, like, we wouldn't have gay marriage. I was like, in the perfect world, it should never have been the conversation to begin with.
Yeah.
But it was, and it has been for centuries.
But if I'm going to have a wedding, it's going to be a gay wedding. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to be proud of how gay it is.
Really?
Baby. It's weird how you were comparing Pink to like Nicki Minaj and Ariana and stuff. But I'm surely she, I don't know for sure, but is she richer than all of them?
I don't know.
She's been around for a long time.
I had this thought as well. I had this thought as well because I was listening to Selena Gomez on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, how does she feel in the world of like pop, like with all those celebrities? And how like, because like say comedians, like in our industry, you can be like slightly competitive with one another or like compare yourself to others.
Yeah.
Is like Selena comparing herself to Pink?
Yes. Probably
and is Pink like, probably not. In the way that like Selena might be like rolling her eyes at like Pink's aesthetic, but then Pink's like, I've been around for 30 years, baby. You know?
I know what I'm doing. I just sold out 6 nights in a row.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm sure Selena's more like, but then these younger stars would be richer because their audience is younger.
Yeah.
They spend more money, but like Pink's just been around, but Pink can be like, but I've lasted longer than you have. And I like, yeah. I don't know. And then you've got the insecurity of not knowing if you'll be around forever.
If you're going to last that long. Pink's got the satisfaction of knowing she has.
Yeah.
And she's going to keep going. She's peaking now.
I know. She's like another, like, you know, big hit. Mm. What about us? Well, it was ages ago. But, you know, I was like, it is interesting.
On a music note.
Yes.
Music note.
Treble clef.
Troye Sivan, whose album came out while we've been
up here. I love it.
I think it's so good.
Again, I'm like frustrated by people who are like, oh no, don't like that. Troye Sivan, how obvious. I'm like, no, fuck you. Because to break through into that mainstream pop scene and be unapologetically queer about it and to make music that's like specifically talking about a queer experience.
Here's a song playing on the radio right now about bottoming for the first time.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's heaven. And so when people are like cynical about that, I'm like, you're dead inside.
Yes. I'm like, grow up.
Yes.
I do feel a little, I'm already feeling, you know how like, I feel like every older gay generation looks at the one below them and is like, you don't know how good you've got. But like, I find watching someone as young as Troye Sivan embrace who he is at such a young age, I'm like, oh, cool.
Oh my God, you saying that makes me feel old by proxy. Please don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like, we're the same age, we'd hang out.
Well, yeah, we're all in our 20s.
Yeah. Just
Don't you dare. But it is, yeah, I don't know. It is cool.
I agree, though.
I love his looks now.
Yeah.
He's just turned it up. His first album was like, oh, this is cool. This is nice. And now it's like, he's here.
Mm.
Get into it.
He's queer. Get into
get
it.
Get into it.
What's your favorite song on the album?
I like the Good Side. Mm. That's really beautiful and lovely.
It came out like quite early, eh?
Yeah, he did pre-release that one, but I didn't fully appreciate it until I heard the album. I don't know about the first one, about him having an underage experience with an older man.
That's crazy, eh?
It's pretty full on way to start.
I didn't really like Dance to This when it first came out.
Oh.
And then I feel like it makes way more sense in the album now. Yeah. I'm like, oh, when it comes, I'm like, oh yeah, perfect timing.
I like how it's cool and chill. I like the video. I'm like, this is just a gay boy and his friend is a girl and they're just dancing away.
Fag hag Ariana.
The ultimate fag hag Ariana Grande.
Oh my god. I love Lucky Strike. And I also love Postcard. Yes. The opening line of that, I'm like, whoa. If I had sent a postcard from Tokyo to a boy that I was into and I wrote it in Japanese and they never responded to that postcard,
oof.
I'd cut them.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, the good thing is, no. You will never do that.
Because you can't be fucked.
You can't be fucked. You wouldn't want to.
It's another thing of like musicians being like so whimsy. They're either like jacking off with their mates or like writing postcards.
I know.
It's like, what's your fucking lifestyle? It's pretty incredible that he was like a poppy, sugary YouTube star
then
was able to scrub that off and become like high fashion pop super sensation.
And he's acting as well. He's got like movies coming out now that look like legit good movies.
I wonder what his net worth is.
Oh, how much do you reckon? Yeah, let's search it.
I mean, obviously these things are never... Oh. Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri.
Troy Sivan net worth.
I reckon it's...
That's literally the most insecure... You buy or sell stocks. Oh my god, Siri actually heard me.
Can't have you buy or sell stuff.
There's nothing more insecure than finding out Troy Sivan's net worth.
Oh, two.
Oh.
That's wild, isn't it? Surely
that
more
can't
than
be
that.
Real.
He pretty much two out of bloody Instagram.
But like his first album was definitely not as big as Lord's.
No, yeah, that's true.
It was kind of small, really, but it was just like picked up big online because he's still got that like hangover YouTube audience.
Yeah, that's true. And just like hungry gays.
You gotta smash that teen market, eh?
Mm.
Like, that's the key of becoming a global sensation. Like Selena, right? She's
that's
like all
true.
Those Disney fans.
And we will never have that teen market because we are too old now.
No!
Nah, we have. I reckon there's probably a couple of teenagers listening, and I just want to say to them, make the right decisions.
Yeah.
Because mistakes you make at your age will live with you for the rest of your life.
What I want to say to our young teen audiences, don't give up on us. Stay with us. You need us in your life.
Yeah.
It's me just like gaslighting them so that they keep fanning over us.
What I want to say to all of our teen audiences right now is like, my 30th birthday is coming up and you're all invited. So come on.
It's going to be a huge fun party.
Yeah, we're going to have YouTubers. Well, I'm going to start YouTubing before so that by proxy there will be a YouTuber there.
Please start a YouTube channel. You're doing like unboxing, like what's in my bag, and it's just like... Stripsels,
some wrappers, some gum that I've put in the wrapper of the gum and then left here. A couple of receipts that I have kept on in the weird idea that I might start keeping my receipts.
And I'm a half empty kombucha. That's in my bag.
That's it, yeah.
What would be in my bag? On my backpack, there would be a pen, like a 20 cent coin.
Oh, here's what I would have. Like the brochure from an art gallery that I went to 3 months ago.
Oh my god, how artisanal.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for listening. And sorry it's been a while, but we're going to be back all the time. We've got a really good plan.
There's a good... What we're doing is like a mini season within the male gaze.
Yeah, it's called The Star Is Born.
Our Star Is Born.
What would you call that? Like, oh, fuck.
The legacy, the, like,
Oh, no, it's... I fucked it.
The multiverse, the Chronicles. The Star Is Born Chronicles.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. The Star Is Born Chronicles.
We're going to be watching every single version. Maybe not the first one, but every...
we're going to watch all of them.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to watch all four Star Is Born
movies. Why would we watch the last three and not watch the first one?
Because it's not a musical, and I don't know who the woman is that plays the main role.
I mean, those are... two extremely valid reasons that already put me off the idea. But
so we're going to watch the Barbara Streisand version, the Judy Garland version, the other one, and then obviously the Lady Gaga one. I was in Venice at the same time as Lady Gaga, and I stood very close to Tilda Swinton.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Life's good.
Life's, no longer. I mean, now you're back in New Zealand. Here again, wearing a t-shirt I've definitely seen you wear this week.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. And I spilt chocolate on it yesterday, and I had to put it on this morning because, guess what? I stayed at my boyfriend's house last night. And if you want to know if we did it, I'll never tell.
You didn't.
Yes and no.
Well, after the podcast, you can tell me what it was.
Yeah. some mouth stuff.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
That's fun.
That is fun.
That's like, yeah, I've done that.
Did kissing?
Yeah, kissing.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to, yeah, we want to watch all of the videos. The clips. We're going to watch all the Star Is Born clips. And then
we're going to review them.
Review them.
With our friend.
Alice.
Sneden.
Of.
Boners.
Of.
The.
Heart. Fame.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Snedheads, tune in. Matter fans, tune in too. I reckon you probably.
Yeah, you probably get into it.
Yeah.
Star Is Born fans, tune in.
Tune in.
Male gaze fans, tune in.
WWE fans, what are you doing here?
Get out of here.
Nah.
How'd you find this podcast?
Yeah.
But stay. We'll convert you.
We'll turn you gay.
Gay
is born.
A gay. We've got to figure out like what we're going to put in the podcast. But like, I want to have like a themed snack for each video.
Yes.
Why do I keep calling it video?
That's so weird. I think you can't comprehend the fact that you're going to sit down and watch a whole movie. Like, we're just watching a
YouTube
video, right?
7 minutes?
Yeah.
Seven.
Oh, God. And there'll be one of those pop-up ads in the middle.
Motherfuck for Sprite or some shit. Hey, Sprite, if you want to sponsor us though. Yeah. So anyway, let us know like, I don't know what additional stuff you want us to put in this chronicle.
I imagine we'll all pick our favourite moment.
Comparisons.
Yes.
First impressions, last impressions.
We're going to reinterpret like how, what parts of our life we can relate to as we are all stars that have been born.
I love it. It's going to be really fun. So that's coming up. Also, what's coming up, our TV series, our web series, it's still there.
It's coming up in your feed if you search for it.
Yeah. If you like deep, search deep and dark, you know, into the web, you'll find it.
That's available on TVNZ On Demand or YouTube. And if you haven't watched it yet, where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah. I'll watch it again if you've already watched it once. I love all the people that come up and like, I love the web series. And I'm like, bless you.
I know.
It's so much fun.
One person was talking about our show while I was backstage in Edinburgh. And I was like, we're global, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like behind the curtain. And they were telling their friend about it. And I was like, yeah.
Huge.
Huge. They had a Scottish accent.
We are making do they call it? The male gaze.
The male gaze.
The male gaze.
The male gaze.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And stay tuned because we'll be around, baby. We're not going anywhere.
Never. You'll never get rid of us. This episode's sponsored by Terps.
Terps. Get those cum stains out. Really out.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. Oh, man.